Up until a certain time, poetry was written by people taking walks, not only in their imagination, but literally. Wordsworth composed, they say, most, practically all of the prelude while on walks. I like that word because writing is really not a good word for what poets do, in my opinion. After a certain point in history, point when William Carlos Williams wrote his poems, Williams wrote the first poems that looked at the landscape the way you see it from a car. His poem about the young housewife, he actually says the wheels of his car make sound in the leaves, and he bows. He says, I bow as I pass. And you can bow when you're driving your car. On the road to the contagious hospital, he describes the vegetation. He says something like the twiggy reddish stuff, partly because it's February or early March, it hasn't come into leaf yet, partly because he's speeding by it. This is related to the cage subject of improvisation. Improvisation, a word we have to use that I actually don't like. It's my pride not to think about these too much. So walking,
a certain time,
walking is poetry was written
similar to what's happening
by people
here.
Taking walks, the landscape is
not
slowly passing,
but literally,
the conscious mind, which is the recorded one.
Wordsworth composed,
or the unconscious mind, which is the recorded one.
Practically all of the prelude while on walks.
And this unrecorded mind, which maybe
is
like the consciousness.
Because writing is really not a good word for what
that guy talking
in
is the landscape. Nothing spontaneous entirely. After a certain point in history, point when William Carlos Williams wrote his poems, nothing's completely planned. Williams wrote the first poems that looked at the landscape the way you see it from a car. Improvisation is a matter of degree or pace. His poem about the young housewife, he actually says the wheels of his car make sound in the leaves, and the point guard is driving fast.
I bow as I pass. And you can bow when you're driving your car.
He knows where all nine other people are on the court,
on the road to the contagious hospital,
on the road to the hoop.
He describes the vegetation. He says,
he doesn't have
something
to think
like, the twiggy
exactly
reddish
speaking
stuff
about whether
partly
he's going to pass
February, early March,
to home
hasn't come into leaf yet,
or go all the way to the
he's
basket.
By it.
It's like driving. They use the word driving for what the point guard does. Nothing is ever completely a nonsense sound. Nothing is ever completely meaning.
Word.
There's always an element of the arbitrary or chance. There's something rigid and unreal about speaking of improvisation on the one hand and planning on the other.
It's my pride not to think about these too much.
The word school.
So walking,
a certain time, walking is
poetry was written
similar to what's happening
here.
Taking walks. It can mean a quasi-military organization of artists.
Literally, the conscious
the
mind,
New York school.
Recorded one.
Wordsworth composed
the futurist
school.
The unconscious mind.
They say the recorded one.
Practically all of the prelude.
People love
walks.
The term for
and
that
this
reason.
Unrecorded mind, which maybe
I like
the
word
consciousness.
Because writing is really not a good word
and
for what
that guy talking
in
is the landscape.
Among people who do my work,
entirely. After a certain point in history...
The work by which I earned my bread, teaching.
The point when William Carlos Williams wrote his poems.
I think many of the women love to go to their office at school.
Williams wrote the first poems.
Because the oppressive gender differentiation is you have to be home.
Is a matter of degree or pace.
So if the writers and teachers I know, probably more of the women work at school.
He actually says the wheels of his car make sound of the leaves.
For me, it's a sensuous pleasure not to work at school, to stay home.
When you're driving your car.
He knows where all nine other people are on the court. Sometimes I leave my pajamas on for hours.
On the road to the hoop.
And do work.
He describes the vegetation.
Then I'll take a shower at 10 or 11.
Like, the twiggy,
exactly speaking.
Stuff.
I control the day.
To whom?
That's the feeling.
All the way to the basket.
But as in the sport, or in the composition
it's
of
like
a
driving.
Poem, or in anything,
they use the word
driving. You couldn't do it without some element of thinking and planning. The point guard
nothing
or the tenor saxophone player
nonsense.
Has practiced for years,
nothing
has thought a lot, done things over and over
there's
again.
There's always an element of the arbitrary.
It's like an actor
chance.
Learning the lines so well.
There's something rigid
that in the performance,
unreal about speaking of
you don't have to think about the lines.
On the one hand,
you can, quote, improvise, end quote, the emotion, the feeling.
It's my pride not to think about it.
I think I've accumulated enough that for a while I'll listen to Robert.
Walking is poetry that's written similar to what's happening here.
Taking walks. It can mean a quasi-military organization of artists.
Literally, the conscious
the New York School.
One. Wordsworth composed
future
the
unconscious
mind.
They
say the recorded one. Practically all of the prelude.
People love the term for
and
that
this
reason.
Unrecorded mind, which maybe
I like
is like
that
the
word
consciousness.
Writing is really not a good word
and
for word
that guy talking
is the landscape.
Nothing
among people who do my
entirely.
Work.
After a certain point in history.
The work by which I earn my bread, teaching.
The point when William Carlos Williams wrote his poems.
I think many of the women love to go to their office at school.
Wrote the first poems.
Because the oppressive gender differentiation is you have to be home.
Is a matter of degree.
You can actually write,
so the writers,
end quote,
I know,
while driving a car if you're writing a poem.
The wheels of his car make sound of these.
The wheels
for
of
me,
his car.
It's a
sensuous pleasure.
Not to
racket of not being
stay
still. Car backwards is rack for racket, wheels
court.
Inside out.
Sometimes
the slew,
my pajamas
the slew
on
of racketing, clacketing sounds out of which you're selecting,
then I'll
you're
take
choosing
shower,
the sounds out of the slew as the wheels of the car pass. Your mind is doing
that.
It's like noodling at a piano or a guitar.
That's the feeling.
And you're
but as in the sport or in the
provisionally.
Or in anything.
They use the word
driving.
You couldn't do it with the proviso that you can change your mind.
The point guard
nothing
or the tenor saxophone player has
playing
for years,
nothing
has thought a lot,
done the sounds
over
of the words.
It's always an element of the
art. It's like an actor chance.
Learning the lines so well.
There's it's not like improv comedy.
Performance about speaking of,
you don't have to
it's
think
exactly
about
exactly like improv comedy.
Improvise, end quote, the emotion.
You're an expert.
The feeling.
You've done it many times, so you can play the changes to the Bridge of Cherokee as quickly, as up-tempo as anybody wants you to play it, and you can improvise to the difficult chord changes in the Bridge to Cherokee because you've thought about it a lot, you've done it many times, you've systematically practiced. It's my pride not to think about
I think I've accumulated enough
school.
That
so
for a while I'll listen to Robert.
Walking is poetry that's written similar to what's happening here.
Taking walks. It can mean a quasi-military organization of artists.
Literally, the conscious
the
mind.
The New York School.
Recorded one. Wordsworth composed
future
the
unconscious
mind. They say the recorded one. Practically all the prelude.
People love the term for
and
that
this
reason.
Unrecorded mind, which maybe
I like that
the
word
consciousness.
Writing is really not a good word
and
for
that guy talking.
Is
the landscape.
Composing is the improvisation.
Among people who do my work, After a certain point,
composing is the improvisation.
Point when William Carlos Williams wrote his poems.
I think many composing to go to their offices is the improvisation.
Because the oppressive gender differentiation is,
I suppose you could say, in the way the mind tries to improvise connections between things, though they're already there.
The wheels risk the unconscious.
Improvisation,
racket of not being still,
is to composing, as walking is to driving. Composing is to improvisation,
sounds out of which
as walking is to driving.
The slew is the wheels of the car pass.
Your mind is doing that. It's like noodling at a piano,
okay,
or a guitar.
That's the feeling,
and your,
but as in the sport or in the
provisionally,
or in anything,
they use the word
driving. You couldn't do it
with the proviso that you can change your mind.
The point guard,
nothing,
or the tenor saxophone player,
has playing
for years, has thought a lot,
but the sounds of the words.
It's like an actor learning the lines so well.
It's not like improv comedy.
About speaking of,
you don't have to think about the lines.
It's exactly like improv comedy.
Improvise,
end quote. The emotion,
you're an expert.
The feeling.
You've done it many times. So you can play the changes to the Bridge of Cherokee as quickly, as up-tempo as anybody wants you to play it. And you can improvise to the difficult chord changes in the Bridge to Cherokee because you've thought about it a lot. You've done it many times. You've systematically practiced. Nobody thinks about the lyrics to the song Cherokee.
I think I've accumulated enough that for a while I'll listen to Robert.
I've read them.
Similar to what's happening here. It can mean
all I can really remember is they're kind of dumb.
Of artists, the conscious,
the New York School.
Wordsworth composed
futurist school.
All,
I guess another analogy, driving, walking, improvising in music, improvising in a sport, composing comedy,
improvisation. Among people who do my work,
liking to go to school where you're supposed to be.
Composing is the improvisation.
Liking not to go to school because you're not supposed to be there.
Is the improv
liking being home because you're not supposed to be there.
Is,
I suppose
playing
hooky
say,
is essential to my sense of awareness. Every tries to improvise connections. I can't imagine making a work of art,
though they're already there,
because I'm supposed to almost have to trick myself into thinking I should be doing this or this or that. I'll cheat by writing this.
Composing.
It's the reason I like having lots of different projects,
which
as
like
walking
is
to driving.
The slew is the wheels of the car pass. Your mind is doing that.
Those accounts of Supreme Court arguments are relevant to this, too.
And your, but as in the sport,
the justices can bully. They use their personality.
You do it with the proviso.
Scalia can say, well, medical care, should do that with broccoli?
As playing.
Everybody has to have medical insurance? Should we say everybody has to eat broccoli?
It's like an actor learning the lines.
It's not that smart an argument,
it's not
is it?
Improv comedy.
It's about 15 things people can say to it.
Exactly. Like improv comedy. Improvise, end quote.
But you're not supposed to say, well, that's kind of dumb.
You've done it many times.
It's the Supreme Court.
Play the changes to the bridge.
So the person doing the arguing makes an argument.
Up tempo as anybody wants you to play it, and you can improvise to the difficult chord changes in the bridge.
As if we all needed broccoli to live each day.
About it a lot. You've
any second you might need broccoli.
You've systematically practiced.
We can always go to the broccoli emergency room for it. Nobody thinks about the lyrics to the song Cherokee.
I think I've accumulated enough that for a while I'll listen to Robert.
I'll quote one of my favorite things. All I can really remember is they're kind of dumb. Sometimes I'm afraid I'll wear it out. I like it so much, and I quote it so often. It's an answer to a question in an interview.
Driving, walking,
improvising in music. A great improviser is being interviewed.
Composing
comedy. I'd like to think he invented the answer on the spot.
Composing is the improvisation.
But it doesn't matter if he said it before.
Because you're not supposed
just like he's played Cherokee before for years, many times.
You're not supposed to be there.
The interviewer's question
is essential to my sense of
to Dexter Gordon, the great saxophone player.
They're already there.
She says,
"I'm supposed to almost have to trick myself.
Where do you get your inspiration?
I should be doing this, walking this or that. I'll cheat by writing this.
Where do you get your inspiration?
Lots of different projects."
She asked Dexter, "Where do you get your inspiration?" And the first two words out of his
those
mouth,
accounts of Supreme Court arguments are relevant to this too.
The first two words out of Dexter's mouth,
the justices can bully. They use their personality.
Driving right to essentials.
Scalia can say,
improvising.
Well, medical
or planned.
Do that with broccoli.
That's plain.
That's
everybody
a stupid remark.
Medical insurance? Should we say everybody has to eat broccoli?
Dexter Gordon's is a smart remark.
It's not that smart an argument, is it?
Where do you get your inspiration?
It's about 15 things people can say to it.
Exactly. He says,
but you're not supposed
Lester
to say,
Lester Young,
that's kind of dumb.
You've done it many times. Billie Holiday,
the Supreme Court,
the Ellington Band.
See the person doing the arguing.
Makes he says, a really true thing about art, he says, the music that inspired me when I was young still thrills me. I remember the feeling that music gave me. I remember that feeling.
We always go to the broccoli emergency.
I would like to give other people that feeling. I remember the feeling William Carlos Williams has given me. I would like to give other people that feeling.
Nobody thinks about the lyrics to the song Cherokee.
I think I've accumulated myself.
It doesn't have to be lofty. Everybody,
I'll quote one of my favorite
improvises.
All I can really remember is they're kind of
a little tiny work of art. When
sometimes
we get dressed
wear it out,
and present
like
ourselves
so
each day.
Quote it so often.
If you have a look that says, it's an answer to a question.
I don't think about these things. Driving, walking.
That's a look.
Improvising in music.
A great improviser is being interviewed.
Composing.
Comedy. I'd like to think he invented the answer on the spot. You look at the track house,
if you said it before,
among 50 other track houses,
played Cherokee before.
They all looked alike when they were built. Everybody
has.
The interviewer's question is improvised to Dexter Gordon, gardening, the great saxophone player, lawn ornaments. She says, trash on the porch.
I almost have to trick myself.
Colors. Where do you get your inspiration?
I should be doing this.
Walking
this or that.
Shed.
By writing this.
The addition. Where do you get your inspiration?
It's composed.
She asked Dexter, where do you
get the pace of walking, the pace of driving, the pace of basketball, the pace of
tournament chess, the pace of lightning chess,
the first two
pace of improv comedy,
the justices can bully,
the pace of Hitchcock having
right
every shot on the storyboard before he starts
medical
plan making improvising the film.
That's
a stupid remark. It's always
insurance? Should we say everybody has to eat broccoli?
More complicated.
Dexter Gordon's is a smart remark.
It's not that smart an
argument. More demanding.
Where do you get your inspiration?
About
more intuitive.
People can say to it.
More conscious.
Says,
more deliberate.
But you're not supposed
Lester Young, more instantaneous.
Billie Holiday.
Than all of the bullshit
the
about
Ellington
art.
Band.
The person doing the
it's
arguments.
Always he
beyond
says,
the formulation.
Really true thing about art, he says,
this may be
the
why
the music that inspired me when I was
the academic
young,
world
still thrills me.
Is so fad driven.
The feeling
second,
that music gave
professors.
I remember that
in literature anyway.
We always go to the broccoli.
Are more fad driven.
I would like
than teenagers,
other people,
than 11-year-old girls and boys.
I remember the feeling with
the poor things need the fads.
I would like to.
It needs so much speed.
That feeling
to keep up with art. You have to think so slowly and work so hard to keep up with art. It's much, much easier to just bullshit about schools.
Nobody thinks about the lyrics to the song Cherokee.
I do.
So,
it doesn't have to be lofty. Yes, it does. Everybody,
I'll quote one of my favorite
improvises.
All I can really remember is they're kind of
a little tiny work of art. When
sometimes
we get dressed
and out,
present
like
ourselves
so
each day.
I
may use the word quote
if you
too
have
much
a
in this.
That says, it's an answer to a question.
I don't think about these things. Yes, you do.
That's a look.
Improvising
by
music.
A great improviser who's being interviewed.
Could it be Dexter Gordon?
I'd like to think he invented the answer on the spot.
Supposed to be. You look at the track
but
house.
Doesn't matter, he said it before.
Among
he was a famous
talker, Dexter Gordon.
Cherokee before.
They all looked alike when they were
times.
Built.
You're not supposed to be there.
Everybody
the
has.
Interviewer's question is
improvised to Dexter Gordon, gardening,
a
great saxophone player, lawn ornaments.
She says,
trash on the porch.
I almost have to trick myself.
Colors.
Where do you get your inspiration?
I should be doing this, walking this or that. Shed.
By writing this.
The
addition.
Where do you get your inspiration?
It's
I take it back. I forgive the professors.
Walking. She asked Dexter,
I'm grateful
the
to them.
Of walking, the pace of driving,
I'm grateful to them for not teaching what used
chess,
to be called literature
pace,
anymore.
Lightning chess.
The first
the pace
words,
of improv,
creative writing inherited it.
The pace of Hitchcock
having
right
every
to the
shot on the storyboard before he starts
medical
plan,
do that
making,
broccoli?
Improvising the film.
That's
everybody
a stupid remark.
It's
medical
always
insurance? Should we say everybody has to eat broccoli?
More complicated.
Dexter Gordon's is a smart remark.
It's not that smart and
more demanding.
Where do you get your inspiration?
More intuitive.
Can say to
exactly
more conscious.
Says.
More deliberate,
but you're not supposed
Lester
to.
Young, more wrong. Instantaneous.
Billie Holiday.
Than all of the bullshit
the
about
Ellington
art.
Band. The person doing the
it's
argument.
Always
beyond
the formulation.
Really thing about
on that
art,
subject,
says,
I'll quote Dizzy Gillespie's Paris Review interview.
Inspired me when I was
the academic
young.
Dizzy is talking about hearing
is so fad
a few rhythms at once.
That
he talks about hearing a few rhythms at once. He says all the fussing with fancy harmonies and chords is not as much as the essence as rhythm, which surprises the interviewer. And then Dizzy says about hearing a lot of rhythms at once.
The poor things need the fads.
It's not instinct.
It needs so much speed.
It's hard. It's not instinct. It's
hard.
So the,
keep up with art,
the changes in the
much,
bridge to
much
Cherokee,
to just
that's only point A.
Schools.
That's the starting point. Can you hear three or four rhythms at once?
Nobody thinks about the lyrics to the song.
Suffer, Wes.
I do. It doesn't have to be.
Of course, he has his, his guitar.
Everybody quote,
makes it a lot easier.
Improvises. All I can really remember is they're kind of a little tiny work of art.
Maybe he should play lightning chess with somebody while he's doing this.
Says, it's an answer to a question.
I don't think about
these things.
Yes, music.
That's a look.
Sports.
A great improviser.
They provide,
could it be Dexter Gordon?
A superior way to think about the abused word improvisation and the possibly even more abused word.
He was a famous form, Dexter Gordon.
They all looked alike when they were built.
People think form has to do with, well, you have to have 14 lines and they have to have this rhyme scheme, or it has to be five
gardening
pairs of basins and leaning javelins. No, form is not a recipe.
Trash on the porch.
Form, colors.
Where do you get your inspiration?
Musicians talk about it. Athletes talk about it.
Where do you get your inspiration?
Form makes the dancer sore.
I forgive the professors.
Form makes the baseball sore or dip.
I'm grateful to them for not teaching
what form is the systematic and improvised creative economy of force.
The pace of Hitchcock having every shot on the storyboard.
Robert Frost gave a great talk at one of the leading universities in New Jersey.
It's always, should we say everybody has the rock?
The title of his talk was The Poet's Closest Kin on Campus.
More intuitive.
Of course, he dismisses the English department at the beginning.
But you're not supposed to.
Mystery is more instantaneous. And then he entertains history department and says no. He says he himself would probably go for the philosophy department. He likes ideas
on
a lot.
That subject, I'll quote Dizzy Gillespie's Paris Review interview. The academic
Dizzy
world.
Is talking about hearing. And he goes to the various academic categories
at once.
And he says,
he talks about
this is very friendly to poetry.
He says, all the fussing with literature.
But I'm not talking about friendship.
And chords.
I'm talking about
as much as the essence as rhythm, which surprises the interviewers.
Which of the disciplines
Dizzy
is closest
about hearing a lot of
kin?
Rhythms at
Where are
once?
The people who are as though blood relatives of the poet? It's not instinct. His punchline is, it's hard. It's the athletic department.
It's not instinct. It's hard.
The athletic department. The changes.
The combination is really
of
discipline.
That's the start.
And spontaneity.
Can you hear three or four?
The focus on the physical, as governed by and interacting with and governing the intellectual,
that is shared by the athlete and the poet, says he.